Why does that matter? Let's go to Romans 14:10. Remember, all the Bible's reflected in the book of Revelation. What does Romans 14:10 say? Well, it says that every one of us have an appointment to go to that throne. And this is what it says in Romans 14, verse 10. Why do you judge your brother? Why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all paristemi, that's the Greek word, stand before the judgment seat of Christ. The slide you see in front of you is the earthly representation of that throne, because the word Paul chooses to use for that throne is the word in Greek, bema. So he said we're all going to appear before the raised bema of Christ. So this throne right there, the throne of God, in the Bible is called the bema or bema. Paul says we're all going to appear before that place. Now, the next slide, 2 Corinthians 5:10, tells us that we are going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of our life. And so that's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. And then Paul already said in 1 Corinthians 3, and 10 to 15, that this river of fire I told you about, we're going to stand on one side, and Christ is going to stand on the other side, and we get to push our shopping cart, everything we've done in our life with the sin removed, everything we've invested our time in, all the time we spent doing anything that wasn't sin, because sin is erased. So all that we did that wasn't sin is our shopping cart, that's the works of our life, and we push it into this fire. It says that it will go through the fire, and whatever doesn't burn up is what we give to Jesus. It's kind of like the sum of our life. Wow. Do you see why this throne is so important? Do you see why the early church, they couldn't get enough of this? They had so many messages about the church on earth, what they're supposed to do, the church in heaven, we're going to get ready for that. Don't worry about all the evil in the world. God's going to handle that. Jesus is coming back. He's going to rule. He's going to give everybody their reward, and we're headed to our home He's prepared for us. So what do we see in heaven? We see that throne with the river of fire, Daniel 7, verses 9 and 10. We see the sea of glass, that flat surface, Revelation 4 and verse 6. We see these living and burning ones, these angels. We see the 24 elders. We see the countless angels in the concentric circles around there. And then Paul said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in his body, your shopping cart, to put into the river of fire. According to what we have done, whether it's good, that means it lasts, or it was just worthless. That means it wasn't sin. You know, there's nothing wrong with collecting stamps. You can't take them to heaven. They'll burn up. Okay? There's nothing wrong with being a great sportsman and having all kinds of trophies. Being a great businessman, having all kinds of awards. But those things aren't the currency of heaven. They were just things we could do with our life on earth. The reward is what Jesus said that we did as a good and faithful servant.